During the Doshot Aran, we're up to page Ayin Gimel in the Shalem edition, Reish Aleph in the Mosad Arav Kook edition, in Enit Berim, Kench Machshavot Alev, in Shor Shavodah Ameri, Umibnei Ze Amar Mikol Mishmar Netzor Libecha. And so we've explained that at the root of everything we do is our heart. Where does one's heart lie? How connected is a person to Hashem? How much is Hashem a part of a person's life? Because if you really believe that Hashem runs the world, and he gave us the Torah, so then how does a person stray from the mitzvahs of the Torah? And that's why the Pasuk says, watch your heart, ki leipa'alut hanafshiyot asher shoshan v'yisodan alev, because when it comes to our internal reactions, our state of mind, our state of being, well, they're rooted in the heart, and mavo gadol bidveikut Hashem itbach v'akirva elav. And that's at the root of everything. That's what I always say. My classes are least important, because most of my classes are factual. You come to a parsha class, you cover 15 Rishonim on the parsha, beautiful. But at the end of the day, will you keep the mitzvahs or not? That's a question of where your heart lies. It's not a question of all the facts, you know. Obviously, after you get your heart in the right place, then you got to know the mitzvahs in order to keep the Torah. But the root of it all is, where's your heart? Do you believe or don't you believe? Do you want to keep or don't you want to keep? That's a much bigger question than, well, am I allowed to wash my hands over my friend's yard on Shabbos? Well, it's a good question. It's a question in halacha. You're washing your hands. The water's going to drip on his yard. It's going to help his plants grow. Mutter, asur, good question. Okay. But before you reach that question, the question is, do you care? And so the root of keeping Torah and mitzvot is in the heart. And so therefore, Shlomo HaMelech said, watch your heart, because that's the root of everything. Gam ba'otani pa'aluyot asher en ben mitzvah ve'lo avera. You have things that are emotional. You have things that involve who you are, but there's no specific mitzvah, kasimcha ve'itzavon. Is a person happy or depressed? Is there a mitzvah to be happy? Walk around with a big smile. What's the mitzvah in that? Walk around all depressed, life's terrible. What's the Aveira in that? Ah, no. There is a huge difference. Sharei Amru Zal, our sages taught, Mizmor LeDavid. There's a difference, the Gemara says, between when it says Mizmor LeDavid or LeDavid Mizmor. If it says Mizmor LeDavid, a song to King David, that connotes Shamar Shira v'achar kach Sharita Alav Ruach HaKodesh. David the Melech wasn't happy enough to have God's presence with him. So he started singing. Then the Shekhinah settled on him, and then he could say the rest of the Psalms with Ruach HaKodesh. But it began with the song. The song was to make him happy. With the song, he could get the Shekhinah. Lelamedcha she'en nevuah shora lo mitoch atzlut ve'lo mitoch itzavon. Prophecy can't settle on a person when he's lazy. Prophecy can't settle on a person when he's depressed. Ela mitoch devar simcha. Only through happiness. The verse describes how the prophet asked, bring the music. They brought a violinist, or I don't know what. Bring someone to play music. They played music. It livened up his spirit, and then he could have prophecy. When we say the term Shechina, Shechina is the greatest connection between a person and his Creator. When the Shechina settles upon him, and if a person wants to attain that level, what we call prophecy, so then his heart has to be ready for that. And the logic here is, because really there's this duality in every human being. You have the physical part, you have the spiritual part, and prophecy requires a certain element of the physical. You have a human being who's getting prophecy. This isn't an angel. So the human being, in order for him to attain prophecy, must use part of his intellect, what's called the koach hamedame. Koach hamedame, people think that's the imagination. But really, koach hamedame comes from the word to compare. Meaning, if you see something and you want to compare it to something you saw in the past, so in your mind, you reconstruct what you saw or heard or thought in the past. That capacity to conceptualize, to connect to things that are not before you, is called the koach hamedame. The human capacity to conceptualize. It's not imagination. I mean, you could say it's imagination, but imagination makes it sound like prophecy is a dream. He dreamed it, he imagined it. No, that's why I don't like the word imagination. It's the capacity to conceptualize. And that's a physical capacity. And you know what? When you're in contact with things that are pleasant to you, so then your mind works better. You can conceptualize better. You guys ever had it that there was a lot of noise and you couldn't think? You ever have it that there's a lot of things bugging you? You have a mosquito buzzing next to your ear and someone tries talking to you and you have to take down a message and there's a lot of static and you can't do it. Why can't you do it? It's not only because you can't hear, it's because you can't concentrate. So the Ran is giving us an insight. He says, first of all, the root of everything is the heart. Secondly, we have to know that there are areas of the heart that are not a direct commandment. There's no direct commandment to walk around happy. There's no direct commandment not to be depressed. But happiness and depression are two tools. And happiness can bring a person to the greatest state of spirituality. Happiness allows a person's mind and heart and conceptualizations to develop. And if he doesn't have it, then he cannot. And even if he's on the spiritual level to be a prophet, but right now his enemy, the Russia, the wicked king, the murderer, the pagan, walked before him, and then they tell him, we want prophecy, and he says, I can't, after I saw him, I can't give you prophecy. So bring on the music, let me calm down. Let me arouse my spirit again, and only then can he have prophecy. And now the Ran is going to run into a very interesting question, which we'll pick up with next week, which is, how could Yitzchak bless Yaakov when he thinks it's Esav? Remember, Yitzchak wants to give his son Esav the blessings. Yaakov tricks him and comes in and gets the blessings. So the Ran is going to ask, what value are the blessings when you think you're blessing your other kid? And what did Yaakov think to gain? And what did Yitzchak think it was worth? So that's the question we will tackle Be'ezrat Hashem next week in the Drashot Aharon.